Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect, our weekly look at climate change, biodiversity and sustainability. Last week, you may remember we looked at fast fashion, and one of the tips mentioned to help combat fast fashion was to have a clothes swap with friends. Well, in work recently, I literally bumped into Megan and Jade from Beat with arms full of clothes, and this is what they were up to.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of a town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down.
We're having a pop-up shop because we were in work one day and someone had brought in clothes, and I was like, do you know what? Wouldn't it make sense if we just done a little swap shop whereby you go through all the clothes in your wardrobe that you no longer wear, maybe they no longer fit you, bring them into work, and if everybody brings in a bit, then we can all swap between, have a look through each other's wardrobes, and then you're kind of doing a little bit of a spring clear out, but you're getting new clothes as well, so you're not going out and buying fast fashion. This is more like slow fashion and it's more sustainable, you know, and it's just like giving your clothes a new home.
And Jade, you know, when you go shopping, do you think even about fast fashion, or do you think, I'm going out Saturday night, I'd love a new top?
I try to think about it, and I like to think that I'd shop in places that would be more sustainable, but sometimes when it comes to it, I don't actually do that. Like, I would shop in Penny's, I would shop in H&M and all the big brands, but if I needed something. But if I was going out and just look, having a little look, I think I'd be more likely to look in, say, vintage shops or charity shops, just because I know that they're better and you can actually find really good bits in them for cheap enough as well.
Hands down, like, I do shop fast fashion every now and again, but like, as we were saying, like, I'm trying my best not to. Like, a lot of my jumpers that I wear would be old from my granddad's, like, you know, my granddad's wardrobe or my dad's wardrobe, and I love them because they're like so vintage. Like, even the jumper I have today, this was handed down to me as well, and it's just like that style is kind of coming back in as well, so it's nice to see that, you know, you can go wear vintage clothes again and you can kind of make it more fashionable and stuff like that. And I think that's what people find it difficult, is how to style these vintage style clothes, you know, that kind of way.
I know when I was growing up, you know, we had cousins, and like, you, a bag would arrive from the cousins, or we'd send a bag to the cousins.
I love that.
Did you? Yeah. We were the same. Because it's new to you.
100%, yeah. Even getting clothes from your friends and you're just like, oh my God, I love, like, if you say, like, I love them jeans that you're wearing, and Jaden might be like, oh, I have a pair at home that I don't wear anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, absolutely. And like, my sisters, I used to get loads of hand-me-downs from them when I was younger as well. So it's basically the same. And like, it's only because, like, you know, when you grow up, all these shops became a thing. Like, you know, they weren't a thing when we were younger, and it was so normal to hand down clothes, whereas now you kind of feel like you have to buy new clothes. I don't know what it is, but I'm hoping that society can change and realise, you know, it is good to swap around your clothes and donate to charity and whatnot.
How do you feel about that, Jade?
I love getting bags of clothes. Like, I often get bags of clothes off, like, my boyfriend's cousins. They're constantly buying new clothes and then they give them away in bags and there's still tags on them and everything. But I don't know, I love going through them. I think it's fun, it's exciting, you're getting new clothes, and then I love passing them on to other people. But also, I think if people were going to make a little video of our swap shop, and then people might think, oh, I could do that with my friend group, because there is, in secondary school, like, there's groups of, say, 5 or 6 girls, and they might then do that on their lunch break in school or something. So,
and do you think it's a good way to educate people about fast fashion? Or do you think young people are pretty aware?
I think they're aware, but maybe they just refuse to do anything about it.
Yeah, and they don't know maybe how they can, yeah. Like, you know, they're like, okay, if we can't buy on these fast fashion retailers because we might not have enough money, what else are we expected to do? But like, if we show them, okay, this is another idea, maybe they're like, oh, actually, we can do that too.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. So I just think it'd be good. And I think, like Megan said, like, I think people want to, but they just actually don't know how to not shop in fast fashion.
I'm just thinking, like, when I was younger, like, when you're going out on a night out, or even still, like, you're going out and you want an outfit and you're only buying it for that occasion, and like, you're just going to wear it that once, and then, like, are you ever going to really wear it again? So like, I like to think, even if I am buying something, how many times will I wear it? How many different ways can I wear this one item of clothing before I make the purchase? Because I don't want to be wasting, you know, I want to be as sustainable as possible. And I think that's important, like for people that are going out and stuff like that, you know, if they are buying that thing once, realise how many times can you wear it, or can any of your friends, can you share this with any of your friends on a night out then if they want to wear it the next night out, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. And also I suppose the whole thing as well is that it's not going to landfill.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, well done you two. I think it's a brilliant idea and I'm going upstairs to have a look.
Well, thank you so much. In the middle of the town,
everybody's dressing up. I'm dressing down. And that's it for this week. Join me again next Wednesday for another Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.